Good morning, brothers and sisters, friends. Welcome to this revival. Today's sermonette text is taken from John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's a pretty bold statement that Jesus made. Did he have the right to say that? Absolutely. He was the Son of God. He was prophesied in the Old Testament, and he came to be Emmanuel, God with us. It's the only access to heaven. To get to heaven, you have to take the Son. Christ's divinity comes, and I'm going to read off a couple scriptures. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is God. He's just not a nice guy. He's just not a prophet. He is God. John chapter 10 verse 30. I and my Father are one. Jesus Christ is God. He healed lepers. He performed miracles. And people denied him. Christ's eternality, Colossians 1:17. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Without Jesus Christ, nothing is made. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. His authority comes from God the Father. And this comes from Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. This is Christ's power. He is all powerful. When you're in your earthly walk and you have a job, there's always one guy at the top that you have to answer to. In heaven, it's Jesus Christ. To get to heaven, you have to go through him. This comes from the gospel. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent is simply turning from sin, turning from the world that we live in, and walk with God, walk with the Holy Bible. Use that as your guide. And the gospel, my friend, is the good news. It's the truth. The truth shall set you free. This is an absolute for a Christian, for anybody to believe in the Bible, what I'm about to read. 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 3 through 5. For I deliver you first all which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, that he rose on the third day according to the Scripture, and that he was seen by Cephas and then by the 12. It's an absolute. You have to believe that. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law. He went to the cross to die for our sins, and he did it willingly, without question, obedience to his Heavenly Father. And we do not serve a dead God, we serve a resurrected Christ who is interceding for us today in the heavenlies, and he gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us. This is going to sum up some of what this is an absolute. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have to believe this. We have to take the Holy Bible by faith. We have to believe it as truth. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith in this grace which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And we can have peace, we can have spiritual hope. We can believe in faith on the work on the cross that He did it for us. Our works are like filthy rags. His shed blood has covered our sins. All we have to do is believe upon Him, and we will have peace like we've never known. We will have a calm. This comes from the gospel. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Belief is trusting and accepting that the Bible is truth. And we just defined what faith was. It all comes down to belief and faith in what the Bible says. And if you read your Bible every day, you will know what the truth is. And if you don't know what the truth is, ask questions. There are a lot of things that I had to ask because I didn't know. I never read the Bible. And now I read it faithfully every day. It is a life changer. It's called the sword. It will cut to the heart. First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. All our hope for eternal life is built upon Him. Without Him, we can do nothing. And we will all bow our knee to Him one day. That's a fact. That's what the Bible says. We will all bow to Him one day. If you're fighting it and kicking it and bucking it, one day you will bow and call Him Lord and Master. Grace is an unmerited gift. Grace thus rules out all human merit. A bucket full of money will not get you into heaven. Saying 1,000 Hail Marys a day will not get you into heaven. Being a nice guy, opening up a door for somebody will not get you in heaven. Believing upon Jesus Christ will get you into heaven. He doesn't make terms too hard. Believe upon me and you shall be saved. It's simple. He didn't make it complicated. For by grace we have been saved through faith, not of ourselves. It is a gift from God. God's gift to us is that Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, shed His blood for us, the remission of sin, and today we are saved. We are children of the Most High God because we believe upon Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God doesn't want anybody to not go to heaven. He wants people to believe upon Him. He wants people to trust Him. In Jesus' first advent, people thought He was crazy. They called Him a wine babbler and all sorts of stuff. And you know, He was doing His Father's will, telling people the truth. You must do this. If you want to survive jumping out of a plane, you must pull the ripcord. These are very simple things to comprehend. You want to access heaven, believe upon Jesus Christ. And the truth is the Holy Bible. It's as simple as that. We're going to close with this scripture, 2 Corinthians 6:2. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We are not promised tomorrow. We do not know what a day may bring forth. This could be your opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, your God, and your Savior. And then you will be assured a home in heaven. Once you take your last breath and you choose not to, then you will be separated from God. And you're going to go to hell. And that's exactly what the Bible says. We have to preach the whole word of the Bible. Even the unpalatable stuff that people don't want to hear. They want to hear that God's a nice guy. He's an old man with white hair. And he's, you know, everybody's going to heaven. And, you know, that's not what my Bible says. Believe upon me and you shall be saved. The Bible is full of gospel truths, full of gospel doctrinal truths that are absolute. They're non-negotiable. Either you believe it or you don't. You accept it as truth, or you just think that it's a book and people are making stuff up. But I challenge you to read the Bible and find out if these things are true. Because it could change your life. It absolutely changed my life when I absolutely accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord, God, and Savior. And I do have a home in heaven today because of the work on the cross and my belief and my faith in Him. Today is the day of salvation. If you have not accepted Him, do it today. Holy Heavenly Father, thank you for letting me come up here preaching your word, Lord. May it not fall on the ground. May it not fall on deaf ears. May your word cut to the heart, Lord. May you use these men up here as vessels, as voices. May people say, yes, Lord, I need you. My way is not working. The Bible's way is what works, Lord, and you know that. Let us always look to you, Lord. Let us walk with you. Let our words just please you, Lord. Let us enjoy the rest of this revival, and let us be very mindful of what comes out of our mouth. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen.